Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, the next day, Matt is strolling through the forest mm-hmm. in his black suit, mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, coming from divorce and a broken family.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what the one looks like.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
And why was that statement needed as a precursor for the date?
So unnecessary. They're making him also seem kind of like aloof to love and relationships, and that's also mm-hmm. making me really annoyed.
Yes, stemming from this broken home that he came from. There's no way that he can know what love is mm-hmm. because of this man from this broken home, like, which is not true.
You're right.
Like, why this going into the date? What did that mean? What was the point of that statement?
And why? That doesn't make me want to root for him to propose to somebody at the end of this. That makes me want to get him off the show immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me think he's not ready for love.
He's not ready. Yeah, yep, yep.
That's it. Very annoying. Mm. Now, there are 18 ladies walking mm-hmm. up for this group date.
Mm.
Some of these ladies literally have not talked to him since the
limo entrance.
So they are riding on the 30 seconds that they had with him.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yep. It's also raining. They're all just kind of like standing around in a long line. Mm-hmm. Looks like fucking catacombs. Just so many people. And Matt is there with the beloved Franco.
Photographer. Whoa.
And his eyeliner, this magenta pink suit.
Eyeliner, yes. A fur in the rain.
A fur in the rain. I've never seen a fur like that. I don't know what animal.
I hope not an animal. Cut up for that. I hope that was a faux. I hope.
A faux? I've never seen it. I was like, what? Spotted? There's like spots on it and had white and all of it. I was like, what is this? But Franco was back and mm-hmm. they learned that, of course, they're doing a wedding photo shoot.
All 18 of them.
One by one.
Crazy. This is crazy.
Ridiculous. They have to all run inside. They got 10 minutes, put on wedding dresses, tiaras, mm-hmm. veils, everything's flying. And then mm-hmm. they one by one have to do a photo shoot and like all stand and like watch each other do this.
Yeah. Romantic wedding shoots with them. This is terrible.
Very bad. Very bizarre. Some people are kissing Matt during the photos.
Yeah.
And, Victoria has on a dress. She has a black bra.
Let me tell you something. That black bra is my Becky of the week. I can't take it. First of all, this appearance in this dress, obviously, I have tiggle bitties. I know that you can't just put on any dress and just walk out somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she got stuck with this dress because everybody fucking hates her, okay? And so she couldn't wear the dress that she had, that she mm-hmm. didn't show her bra. However, mm-hmm. The fact that it was black and the fact that she was so bold in her attempt to take these photographs and she had this black bra hanging looking out of this dress. And then we see that the black bra makes a reappearance in another garment that she chooses to wear. Just made me, I couldn't give Victoria the Becky of the week because it's just going to be every week with her. But this black bra is absolutely the Becky. Mm-mm. I can't. This
bra is trash.
Oh, God.
Oh, she looked a mess. Mm-hmm. And as you said, was doing the most.
Yes.
She had a whole garter build. She pulled him in for a kiss. My God. The whole thing very was just aggressive. So cringe. Very aggressive and mm-hmm. very cringy. Now, suddenly, Chris Harrison shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Half the girls still haven't gotten their photo yet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's coming to drop a plot twist. Now the ladies have to fight for their love, yes. whatever that means. And, you know, we'll see you guys later. And he, like, whisks mm-hmm. Matt away. And so the ladies, they head off in their wedding dresses mm-hmm. with their heels on and everything to go meet up with Chris Harrison and Matt in the woods. And they learn that they're playing some game called Capture the Heart.
Yep.
Where I don't know what the hell this game is. I don't know how they came up with this shit.
You know what it is? I think it's Capture the Flag.
Like Capture the Flag, but yeah. with paints being paint, thrown.
Yeah. I don't know the codes, though. They were like, some people were painting people, and people were out, and then people were in. I didn't understand.
I didn't get it.
The rules. I didn't get that.
I didn't get it. Mm-mm. There were no rules. It made no sense. You just had to capture this big fluffy heart and then yeah. run it back to your team somehow. But yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on, nope. but the red team won.
And, yes. And there was also, quickly, mm-hmm. there was a moment with Miss MJ where she said in her confessional, there's a little tension in this house, so this should be entertaining. And this is where she got my invite to the cookout, because you're damn right, MJ girl. That was entertaining. It was very yeah. fun to watch the red team make a whole fucking football play and then forget the whole thing. It was great.
And then forget the whole thing. And MJ won it for the team.
Yeah, she
like
won.
Walked over, grabbed the thing, and like fucking moonwalked back to her right. side. No one even saw her. She won so easy. Everybody's throwing paint and doing nonsense. Yes. Crazy. But yeah, the red team won.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary, the Priyanka yes. Chopra lookalike.
Uh-huh.
She was on the yellow team, but she was named Most Valuable Bride because she was like mm-hmm. going ham for her team. And so right. she also gets to join the red team.
She should. They dogpiled her.
Yeah, she literally was like 10 girls on top of her
yeah,
trying
wild.
To get the heart or whatever out of her hand. So yeah, the yellow team had to do the walk of shame
mm-hmm.
back to the Nemecolon place.
Yep. And did you catch our lawyer with her plastic cap on her head? Because she didn't want to mess up her silk press.
I did not.
No, you didn't? Oh, my God.
What?
Yes, yes. The I don't know if it was the whole time, if they didn't show her playing the game. But at the very okay. end, when they showed all the girls,
uh-huh.
Kristen, I want to say her name is Kristen.
Kristen.
She had mm-hmm. a plastic cap on.
I know she did.
And she said on Twitter.
What
y'all
not
going to
do is throw me on these racially insensitive dates, because this is not made for girls like me. Thank you very much. You don't know how right. long it took me to do my hair.
Yes.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Yep.
Good for her.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm.
Love it.
But yeah, love that. They head back to the sorority house. I'm not going to remember yeah. this Nemecolon thing. So
to the house.
And there's obviously a lot of tears. They're all exhausted. It just sucks when they do these like physically taxing dates.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And they don't get to go on the cocktail party thing afterwards.
Yeah. Is this a thing that's
for another week.
Is this a thing that always happens? I feel like we've only seen this recently. Oh, this always happens? Okay.
There's always in the beginning group dates where it's just like so many people, so
yeah.
they weed them out by doing a competition, and then half of them get to go to the night portion.
Oh wow.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Just
that's
sucks.
Because
yeah. even on the date, they didn't spend any time with Matt on
no.
the actual group date.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, so yeah. Now back on the group date,
mm-hmm.
There's still a bajillion girls, even with
so
half the
many people. Yeah, still like 11 of them sitting there.
I think so. And the rose, the group date rose on the table, so all the girls are like, you know, fretting and
yep.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lauren, our
yes.
attorney, black attorney from Miami.
From Miami.
She gets her one-on-one time with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he asks her what she's looking for. And she tells him straight up, she's like, I want a man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad said the key to his marriage with my mom is that they put God first. And so that's just like very important to her. And obviously
yeah.
she wants someone who's loyal and forgiving and mm-hmm. kind, but she like led with that.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of caught Matt off guard, but he he appreciate that. He's like, I personally never lead with the fact that I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. because I feel like that, you know, turns some people off, mm-hmm. but hearing it from you is actually very affirming.
And so. That's a lie, because you walked into your first ever TV appearance, sir, and said, let us all bow our heads. So to say that you never lead with the fact that you're a Christian is a lie. But okay, just continue this. No, yeah, you don't. Yeah, I believe you. Yeah.
Oh, God, that is true. Got caught up. Damn.
Hey, guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.